Hello, I'm calling for more opinion surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you 18 or older and registered to vote in the state of Oregon? I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you very much. And what is your age, please?
I'm over 50.
Over 50? Okay.
Sure,
thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white, Caucasian, black, African, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American,
white.
American, in white. Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat? Okay, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting abortion rights.
Yeah.
Okay. Raising taxes and on the wealthy and big corporations.
Five.
Improving K through 12 education?
Yes.
Okay. Funding for mental health services?
Yes.
Lowering rent?
Yes.
Cracking down on illegal drugs? Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
Yes.
Okay, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings over some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress, from 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Okay. Ron Wyden?
100.
Okay. Democrats in Congress? Okay, Lori Chavez the Reamer.
10.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Joe Biden.
90.
Kamala Harris.
90.
MAGA Republicans.
0.
Janelle Bynum.
100.
Donald Trump.
0.
Okay, moving forward. Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Pinell West, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Harris.
Okay. Kamala Harris, you said, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but the election for Congress were held today. Would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
How many questions do you have left?
We're at 54% left.
Oh, Bynum?
Janelle Bynum, thank you. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 24? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Remer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all, you might support her?
What do you do with this information? Is this information confidential, or how does this work?
This information, of course, your name was chosen at random, sir, and your individual answers are completely confidential.
Okay, so you disaggregate this information, like you don't tie it to any one individual?
It's pretty much just a study. The organization is doing.
What are my chances of voting for Lori Chavez Remer? Is that the question?
Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Remer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance.
No chance at all. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Remer and Janelle Bynum. As the mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent her community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you're undecided, please say so.
Can I hear that again? Can I hear that again, please?
If you're undecided, please say so. I said sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again.
No, I didn't change my mind.
So you still will be voting for Janelle Bynum, you said? That was your previous response.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so very much. In that case, moving forward, sir, we're at 70%. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum in your own words?
Oh, probably the workforce part.
Start by the work?
That she's a workforce, that she works hard.
Okay. Thank you so very much. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she's going to Washington to change its ways because it's no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off of our streets. 0 to 10.
Okay, 9.
Okay. General Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. From 0 to 10.
5, 10.
Okay. Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as working mother of four and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs are incarnate. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. From 0 to 10.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted to measure 110 and thought it had a good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. 0 to 10.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
8 or 9? Okay, I'll record 9 as your answer. Now, 80% almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican Lodi Chavez the Rimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
General Bynum. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Rimmer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Rimmer for Congress. If a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez Rimmer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. Her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to the Washington and towed the party line. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
Tell me my choices again.
Does it concerns you or troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
No, that concerns me.
A great deal or quite a bit, or just some?
A great deal.
Okay. Lori Chavez Rimmer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and has taxpayers for foot the bill. From limos to luxury trips to golf, she spends her time in her multi-million-dollar home in Arizona and at Paris in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I just some.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward with the 90%, now I'm going to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Rimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?